Yes, so here we are on the grass.
Fantastic.
At Dubai Sports World on the football pitch, and it's quite exciting, I have to say. Are you excited?
Really excited and surprised by how real it feels. Like, this grass is soft and bouncy.
Well, let's see how real it's going to be, because you and I apparently are going to be doing a penalty shootout.
Yes.
And I haven't kicked a ball since I was about 10.
I was probably 20. I was probably at uni when I last played football, so
okay.
it's 16 years.
Okay, well, we've got the best in town to... the coaches. Let's see how we get on. We've got Steve Whittaker here from IFA. How you doing, Steve?
I'm great. I'm feeling good. Yeah, can't wait to get started.
Right, I'm gonna say you're brave to take us two on. Really?
It's what you just said the last time you played when you were 20. And I'm guessing you're probably 28.
Oh. You've got a friend for life there. So, what are you going to do with us today?
I was thinking we could go through some really basic techniques. Start off nice and simple, and then we can build up to our massive friends at the end with a penalty shootout between the two of you. So yeah, we can get through quite a lot, to be honest. So we'll start off nice and easy, and then make it more and more difficult as we go along.
So what do you consider to be the basics?
Basics really just ball manipulation, learning how to be comfortable with the ball, with both feet, learning how to turn, to stop, to dribble at pace, to run with the ball. There's so many different skills. We can do some shooting as well, and make sure that you are hitting the target every time you hit a shot.
Italy, eat your heart out, Euro 2012. You just need to be here at Dubai Sports World with George and I. So, okay, shall we start then?
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, let's go.
Do we need to warm up?
You have that one.
Do we get a ball in?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I honestly haven't kicked one.
We will do some really basic skills, tricks, turns, manoeuvres to beat people. Not with a stick, obviously. Maneuvers to go past people, to create good scenarios for yourself, and maneuvers to get away from danger as well. So one of the things we're going to start off with is just a really simple skill called the stop turn, which is self-explanatory. It enables you to stop the ball quickly and turn away from an opponent. So we'll have a look at that one first. Okay?
Right.
So basically, with the stop turn, we need to get a little bit of momentum first of all to enable us to stop. So what we're going to do is we're going to go forwards. We're going to have small touches of the ball moving forwards.
So we're running, yeah?
We're going to run with the ball. Yeah, exactly. So we're going to run with the ball. We're going to go forwards. After about 5 or 6 steps, what we'll do, I'll show you first. I'm just going to put the sole of my foot on top of the ball, and I'm going to try and turn quickly, and I'm going to try and use both feet. So I'm going to stop the ball with my right foot, and then you'll see why in a moment. I'm actually going to push off using the outside of my left foot, which means I'm turning much quicker with the ball. Otherwise, you're going to turn like the QE2.
Okay,
so do you want me to show you first?
Yes, please.
Yeah. Okay, so stop turn. So what I'm going to do is...
Please show us. And then again.
George is feeling sick now.
So I'll go for it really simple, really simple. So I'm going to go forwards. Just small touches going forwards. Okay. And all I'm going to do is stop.
Okay, so he's just running ahead.
Yeah.
He looks
now
a bit silly.
This is the nearest foot to the ball.
Yeah.
All I'm going to do is just reach out for it and push it away.
Okay.
Really
so right dribble, right dribble, right dribble, left,
yeah.
Push
yeah,
away.
Exactly. So right foot's going to take me forward. So right foot, the sole of the right foot's going to stop the ball. So I'm just basically going to put the right foot on top of the ball. As my right foot touches the top of the ball, I'm just going to sort of hop past the ball.
Okay.
And now my left foot, the outside of my left foot, is nearest to the ball. And for quickness, that pushes away and enables me to get away from the opponent.
Can you show me again, please?
Yes, of course. So, forward.
One,
so, right
two.
Foot.
See, we're looking at it like a piece of dance.
I mean, it's
we?
Ridiculous.
It's choreography, yeah.
We're both ex-drama students.
This is
the simplest one.
We're breaking it down.
I can do a plié, but this looks outrageous.
Let's go through it.
You see, though, don't you, how quick the pros do it, then, with the nimble footwork.
So quick.
Yeah.
That's quite a technique.
I mean,
out of breath, but it's good.
Within a minute, you've nailed a really simple skill, but it's a skill that people use all the time. I mean, Ronaldo, Messi, the top players still use this skill. There's step overs, as you flick it over people's heads, but this is one of the simplest, but this is one of the most effective that people use often.
Yeah. This is actually what used to frustrate me with my brothers, because they're all real football players, and they were always able to do this. I don't know whether instinctively, but I just could never keep the ball, because they would always come up to me and do that.
Exactly, because my brothers were the same, and what it is, you realise that when they basically could have their back to you, pushing you away from the ball, putting themselves between you and the ball. Is that, that was what they were doing?
Yeah, exactly that. And, you know, the biggest thing is, as a coach, is trying to get the message across and trying to show you, you know, physically the position your body needs to be in. And the next step from there is, again, working on your body shape, is just to bend your knees a little bit more so your centre of gravity is lower to the ground, and then you can really explode away. It's like Usain Bolt coming out of the blocks.
Yeah.
If you get nice and low and you bend your knees, you can really push off, and that first 5 yards burst of speed to get away from somebody, you've left them for dead, and, you know, they're not going to come back and get the ball.
They do it. They're doing that stop turn, then they turn around, there's another 10 footballers trying to get the ball off them. They must be...
Well, that's the other thing, isn't it? We're so busy looking at the ball, but you kind of got to be aware of the space around you.
Yeah, I don't see the technique when I watch football on telly.
But I would ask you the same question. How do you know what to say when you're on the radio? How do the words come to you? And as a football player, it's exactly the same.
Yeah.
These, you know, if you're a good player, you see things quicker than everybody else.
And it becomes instinctive, second nature.
And football is sometimes you just have to react to how things develop in front of you. But some players just play purely on instinct. And for you guys, instinct is a big thing because you've no idea what I'm going to say next, really. So you've got to react to that. And that's, you know, that's quite a cool thing that both parties can see.
Welcome to my world. Okay, back into your world. So
that's one of the simplest turns. So now what we're going to do, that one's to actually turn away from an opponent.
Yeah.
So the next one we're going to do is to actually go past somebody. So this is when you are approaching a defender and you actually want to go past them on the outside to either get a cross or a shot or pass into another one of your teammates. So this one is called the double step over. So what we're going to do is, I mean, when I teach the kids this one, what I always say is, I say, imagine you've got a mirror on the outside of the ball. So both the left and right side of the ball, you've got a mirror on the outside of the ball. So what I'm going to do is, I'm going to approach the ball on the left-hand side. So I'm going to approach the ball to the left.
Yeah.
Okay? So what I'm going to do then is, because I've created that space now, because I've approached the ball on the left, you can imagine now that your right foot is in line with the football.
Yeah.
And now what I'm going to do is, I'm just going to put the outside of my right foot the whole way around the football.
Oh.
Okay.
Why do you want to do that?
Because what happens now is the next step is the most important part. The step over sends the defender the wrong way. What I'm going to do now is I'm actually going to take the ball the opposite way to what I've stepped and go past the defender. So I'm going to step to my right, but defender's gone to my right now, he's over here, and now I'm going to step to the left and take the ball the opposite way.
So you've made it look as if you're going to go there,
exactly.
Instead you go that way.
Yeah, it's a dummy, it's a simple
How
dummy.
How cunning.
Yes, exactly. What we're going to do though is, we're going to add a part number two in here, so we're going to step round with the right and step round with the left, yeah, and then we're going to take it away with the right, because again, we've got to take it to the opposite way that our body went last. So if my body went to the left the last time, the defender's come across to my left, which now creates the space to the right, and I'm going to utilise that space by pushing off again with the outside of the foot, like the last turn we did.
So this all happens in static. This is when you see those two people sort of at each other, just kind of static and just about to move off. The standoff. You're not quite sure which way they're going to go.
Exactly, and you know, it is. It's exactly what she said. If you're struggling at any time on the pitch, and you know you've got a defender straight up against you in your face, then sometimes in football it is static and you just stop the ball and there's no movement, there's no pass on, you're on your own. So you've got to do something special to get past that defender. So yeah, it does happen stood still, but this is a great one when you're moving at pace as well, because if you're moving at pace and you step over that way, the defender will go 5 yards to his left, which then creates a space inside, and then you rock it into that space and go and score yourself a goal. So I'll set up a little challenge for you both. So what I'm going to do is I'll go first, and I'll set the new Dubai record. So all I'm going to do is I'm going to push the ball out in front of me. I'm just going to pass the ball in front of me, not too quickly. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to do as many step overs as I can until the ball actually stops. Okay?
Sorry.
So I'm going to push the ball out in front of me. So I'm just going to roll the ball away from myself by passing it forwards. And then I'm going to step over with my right and left as many times as I can.
Okay.
Whilst the ball is moving. Whilst the ball's moving.
Right.
So it's a whole new ball game now. So I'll go first. I'm just going to push it forwards.
Yeah.
And I'll try and get about 10, 11 in, if I can do. And then we'll set the challenge, see how you do.
Okay.
So,
how do we do there then? So.
Well, I thought you were both amazing. I mean, neither of you beat my record, but I am a genius. So that's nothing to be ashamed of. I think I got 8.
You did.
Suzanne squeezed in with a 6,
I think I did, yes.
And a 4.5 or a 5?
4 and a bit.
Fall on a bit.
It is harder than it looks, though, isn't
it? Well, yeah, because the ball's gone, and then you've got to catch up with it, and then it stops, so you've got to do those little things. What are they called?
Called step-overs. Step-overs. So, I mean, you know, again, within 5 minutes, that's a skill to turn away from an opponent, and that's a skill to beat an opponent. That's 5 minutes, 5-10 minutes that we've been here already, and that's two really important skills in football. And I hope now that the next time you watch a game, you'll be able to step in and go to your friends, oh, there's a step over. And your friends will be like, really?
What's
you know,
nice
that's amazing. Yeah, fantastic. And I'm sure that was a stop turner so earlier.